This is Kelly Blewett. Is it exaggerating to say Judy Blume is a legend? Her books for children, like the Fudge series, have delighted readers for a quarter century. Her ability to deal with touchy topics with openness has been praised since her 1970 release of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, a book which raised eyebrows because it acknowledged an adolescent's menstrual cycle. Meanwhile, her titles for adults, like Wifey and Summer Sisters and the wholly underappreciated Smart Women, are occasionally so steamy that readers might be found hiding under the bed covers while turning the pages. Blume has written a lot. And through all the categories, an ineffable Judy Blume-ness unites all these books. Her latest book, published this June as Blume herself approaches 80 years of age, is no different. It's just as Judy Blume as all the rest, and it is a delight. In the Unlikely Event, the book's title, opens in 1987. Miri Ammerman is on her way back to Elizabeth, New Jersey, so that she can be part of a commemoration for what she calls the worst year of her life. She has written a poem for the occasion, and clearly it was written in the wake of a tragedy. I quote, "Life goes on if you're one of the lucky ones, but we're still part of a secret club, one we'd never willingly join, with members who have nothing in common except a place and a time." End quote. That place and time was Elizabeth, New Jersey in the winter of 1951 to 1952. It's worth noting that Elizabeth is Blume's hometown. The book describes true events that happened during Blume's teenage years, and the details are delicious. One feels pulled back to a different era, when air travel was glamorous and soda fountain drinks with cherries at the bottom were special treats, when fashionable women wore perfume and danced to slow songs by Nat King Cole, when school children worried about the Korean War and smart teenage boys devoured The Catcher in the Rye. Blume explains that she listened to the music she loved as a teenager when writing the book, and that she endlessly discussed with friends what it was like to be a teen in New Jersey in the 50s. Her details ring true. In light of all of this, it's very tempting to read Miri Ammerman, the Jewish bookish girl who writes for the school newspaper, as a double for Blume. Though Miri refers to that winter as the worst year of her life, she also falls in love that year, and Blume writes it like a pro. One passage describing a memorable lip lock between Miri and her bad boy crush Mason reads, quote, "They kissed a second time and her legs turned to jelly. She'd heard that expression a million times, but until now she hadn't understood it. She'd never been kissed by a boy like Mason," end quote. In the course of the novel, Miri faces all sorts of questions about dating and friendship and how much she wants to tell her gorgeous and caring mother about her life. These are questions of intimacy that every teen faces, and they resonate. You would never think that it's been 50 years since Blume experienced this stuff, and her writing seems stolen from the pages of a teenager's diary. But this isn't a book just about Miri. As the title, In the Unlikely Event, and the cover with the plane grazing off to the left suggest, this is a book about air flights gone wrong. This is a book about crashes and disasters. I don't want to go into too much detail here except to offer my own experience as a reader. I knew in broad strokes that this involved real events in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and that a plane crash would be involved. But still, as I read the book, I found myself gasping. And that's all I want to say about the planes. My advice for you is to pick up the book without knowing a thing so that you, like me, can experience it cold. But if you can't wait, read the afterword first. So, what makes a Judy Blume book have that satisfying Judy Blume quality? I think there are a few things. The pages turn fast, the details are believable, and the relationships between the characters feel real and exciting. If you're looking for a good read, pick up In the Unlikely Event. For more information, see our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Kelly Blewett.